From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama is touting the new student loan program passed in the shadow of the health care legislation. Private banks would no longer get paid fees for acting as middlemen in federal student loans. The savings will be used by the government to make it easier for some workers to repay loans and to boost Pell Grants.
This reform of federal student loan programs will save taxpayers $68 billion over the next decade. And with this legislation, we're putting that money to use, achieving a goal I set for America. By the end of this decade, we will once again have the highest proportion of college graduates in the world.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address Saturday. He's expected to sign the education bill into law Tuesday. Officials in Los Angeles have decided to cut the school year short to save money. Shirley Jihad has more from member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
Some 700,000 children in Los Angeles public schools will lose a week of instruction in the classroom this year and another one next. The teachers union has agreed to 5 unpaid furlough days this year, 7 more next year under the plan. It amounts to a pay cut aimed at preventing layoffs and saving the jobs of nearly 300 school nurses, counselors, and librarians who would have been let go this summer. It also staves off increasing class sizes, at least for now. The budget gap in the LA Unified School District stems from the massive California budget crisis. But even after all these cutbacks, the nation's second largest school district is still about $500 million in the hole. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles.
President Obama has taken advantage of a congressional recess to name 15 new officials to government posts. According to the administration, they're filling vital positions. But as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the White House is also using the announcement to characterize Republicans as obstructionists.
Among the appointments are new undersecretaries and assistant secretaries at the Treasury Department, senior trade officials, and the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protections. The so-called recess appointments, done when Congress is not convened, can be controversial for sidestepping the full process. But the White House pointedly noted that the appointees have waited an average of 214 days for confirmation by the full Senate. Currently, 77 Obama nominees are awaiting a vote. The White House said President George W. Bush had only 5 nominees cooling their heels at the same point in his presidency. There is one drawback. Recess appointees who don't ultimately receive confirmation by the Senate before the end of this congressional session would have to seek renomination. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Officials in Pakistan say suspected U.S. missiles killed 4 people Saturday in North Waziristan. The area is thought to be largely controlled by militants who launch attacks against NATO troops in neighboring Afghanistan. This is NPR. Thousands of Tea Party activists showed up Saturday in the small town of Searchlight, Nevada, hometown of Democratic Senator Harry Reid. Former GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin rallied the crowd, saying Reid, who is fighting for re-election, is, in her words, gambling away our future. Reid said he was pleased so many people visited Searchlight and spent money there. The Tea Party event began a 42-city bus tour that wraps up in Washington on April 15th. A mastectomy does not improve the survival rate of women with a genetic susceptibility to breast cancer once they have been diagnosed with breast cancer. NPR's Brenda Wilson has more.
University of Michigan researchers observed 655 breast cancer patients from Australia, Israel, Spain, and the United States who were genetically more likely to get breast cancer. The women who had a breast removed were less likely to experience a relapse in 15 years than women who kept their breasts. But there was no difference in survival rates for women who had mastectomy and women who kept their breasts after they had been diagnosed with breast cancer. The survival rate was 87% for those who had the breast removed and 89% for those who kept their breast. Scientists say the study results probably do not apply to women with the genetic mutation who have not been diagnosed with breast cancer. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
West Virginia beat top-seeded Kentucky 73-66 in the men's college basketball East Regional Final Saturday night. The win means the Mountaineers advanced to their first Final Four since 1959. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.